Poetry on the Radio. Today, Penelope Leyland.
Pearl. After you left the bed, I could still feel the length of your thigh along mine. The passive, resting pressure, a dry warmth. So long as I remained motionless, you were both here between the closed lips of sheets, and there, in the shower, the shifting patterns of splash that I sometimes, half awake, mistake for rain. The sheets cooled, but your leg remained, actual, tactile, in my skin memory, an old scar that does not mean pain, just a tightness, an awareness. This is not a love poem, or not only a love poem, or a love poem, but not only for you. I have to tell you, this happens more and more. Your absent clench in the small of my back while I hear you filling the kettle, your lips on my shoulder as you sip the wine, even my own parts on my own parts, ankle fitted on ankle, uncrossed but still feeling crossed, the small double-crossing disorientation of moving an arm which isn't where it felt I felt it was, watching my hands in the mirror cack-handed, or your hands on my neck, in a mirror also, clasping, unclasping, reclasping the pearls. This is a poem about presence and absence, the persistence of memory and the disorientation of reflection. It comes from my 2018 book, Things I've Thought to Tell You, Since I Saw You Last. Pearl. After you left the bed, I could still feel the length of your thigh along mine, the passive, resting pressure, a dry warmth. So long as I remained motionless, you were both here between the closed lips of sheets and there in the shower, the shifting patterns of splash that I sometimes, half awake, mistake for rain. The sheets cooled, but your leg remained, actual, tactile, in my skin memory, an old scar that does not mean pain, just a tightness, an awareness. This is not a love poem, or not only a love poem, or a love poem, but not only for you. I have to tell you, this happens more and more. Your absent clench in the small of my back while I hear you filling the kettle, your lips on my shoulder as you sip the wine, even my own parts on my own parts, ankle fitted on ankle, uncrossed but still feeling crossed, the small double-crossing disorientation of moving an arm which isn't where it felt I felt it was. Watching my hands in the mirror, cack-handed, or your hands on my neck, in a mirror also, clasping, unclasping, reclasping the pearls.
Today we heard Penelope Leyland on Poetry on the Radio. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.